You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up on Wisconsin Life, we'll hear about the popularity of the steampunk movement here in the state.
First, for almost 2 years, there have been concerns raised about how Hillary Clinton handled her emails during her tenure as Secretary of State. There have been questions about whether her use of a private email server was legal and whether it was secure.
Apart from worries about how she was using technology to communicate, there were also concerns and accusations about the content of those emails. Topics of interest have included what actually happened when the U.S. Embassy in Benghazi, Libya was attacked, to whether there were improper relationships and communications between staffers in the State Department and employees of the Clinton Foundation.
Joining us now to talk about that issue is Josh Gerstein. He's a senior reporter at Politico and has been following the story closely. Josh, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica and Rob. Good to be back with you.
Well, it seems like if you trace this story back far enough, it seems to begin with Hillary Clinton and her attachment to her BlackBerry. Is that where you see it all originating?
Yeah. She has never been particularly tech savvy or computer savvy. And when she came in as Secretary of State, she had not really used email except on a BlackBerry. She had done it that way when she was a senator before she became Secretary of State, done it the same way when she was both a senator and a presidential candidate in 2008. And she wanted to basically keep the same system. The problem she ran into several problems, but the key one was probably the fact that the State Department had a general policy of not allowing those types of devices in the Secretary's suite at the State Department for cybersecurity reasons, due to concerns about espionage and hacking, and the fact that there is technology that, you know, someone can remotely turn on the microphone on a phone, for example. And so they had instituted a ban. It may have not always been strictly enforced, but there had been a ban at the State Department on these types of devices. And she and her staff started sort of trying to muddle through how they could replicate this system and keep her some kind of access. And the answer that ended up eventually was to put her on a private server that was run out of her family's home in Chappaqua, New York. In retrospect, she said that was a mistake, but that's kind of how the whole thing got started.
Who was aware of that private email server out of her home when she was Secretary of State?
Well, I mean, I think probably only her close staff were aware of the server, the fact that, you know, the email was actually being stored at her home. The computer technicians, some of them knew about it. A lot more people knew that she had a private email address, that she had this ClintonEmail.com domain. There were a couple hundred people who were in correspondence with her over that four-year period. They knew that they were not writing her at state.gov, which is where you write most State Department employees. In fact, a lot of the emails that she got were coming from people at state.gov, were being sent to other people at state.gov, and she was added in with this, you know, different email address. So those folks were aware that she had a private setup of some sort. I don't imagine most of them knew whether it was stored at her home or somewhere in the State Department or at Google or something like that.
Is there any precedent for anybody else using a private server like that, someone with the kind of access and clearance that then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton had?
A little bit. There's a little bit of precedent in the sense that, for example, Secretary of State Colin Powell used an AOL account. There's no real precedent that I'm aware of for that kind of a job, for somebody using their own server for all of their or official email. But there are people that have used their private accounts for work purposes. Colin Powell did as well. One of the complexities in sort of judging what Clinton did is that the amount of use people make of email over time has obviously, you know, gone up exponentially. And so when you look back to what a Secretary of State might have done 20 years ago or 30 years ago, or even in Colin Powell's era, it was just a different thing at the time. I think it was seen as an amusement and some sort of tool from the future. It wasn't sort of the meat and potatoes of the way people communicate as it is currently.
Talking with Josh Gerstein right now, senior reporter at Politico, joining us to talk about the ongoing issue of Hillary Clinton's emails during her time as Secretary of State. And we'll fast forward now. We're 3 months out from the general election, and there are still these lingering questions about some of these emails and now new concerns as well. Looking at expressly here a connection, possibly an alleged connection between State Department employees and staffers for the Clinton Foundation and donors for the Clinton Foundation. What's the latest there?
Well, you know, this whole situation has been a gift that keeps on giving for conservative groups and Republican groups that have been trying to comb up everything they can. While the emails that Clinton provided to the State Department have been made public already, there have also been efforts to get her aides' emails. So at least one of her aides used that same Clinton email server for some of her traffic. Others used their private accounts, and there are lawsuits underway to try to free up and make public some of those documents. In one set of these records that came out recently, there were a few emails from a fellow who has been a top aide to President Bill Clinton for a couple years, was his so-called body man in his last several years at the White House, a guy by the name of Doug Band. And he had a joint post with President Clinton and at the Clinton Foundation, and he was in talks with an email communication with some of Hillary Clinton's top aides, trying to connect a big donor for the foundation to a policy person, an ambassador at the State Department, trying to suggest an individual that had done advance work for a job at the State Department. And questions have been raised by critics, by Republicans about and some in the media about whether this comported with what Hillary Clinton said when she became Secretary of State, which was that she would try to sort of insulate the State Department from the Clinton Foundation. I don't think it technically violated the literal terms of the various ethics agreements that were signed, but Clinton did leave the impression with people that this was going to be sort of an arm's length arrangement, and so I think it did cause a little bit of surprise maybe to some folks, or that some people from the Clinton Foundation remained in close contact with Clinton's aides right through her term as Secretary of State.
How serious would you say these latest allegations are? Are they something that stands out to you, or are they more in keeping with the steady trickle of difficult news for her over the past several years?
I don't think they're startlingly different. I mean, folks that were concerned about these issues, that there were potential conflicts of interest, say, involving donors and policies that the State Department may have decided to pursue or not pursue, that people might have given, or foreign governments even might have given to the Clinton Foundation as a way to try to influence Secretary Clinton. I think if people were concerned about that, this is just sort of cumulative evidence there. Those people already had those kinds of concerns. And for the people that think that the Clinton Foundation was basically doing good around the world and are not terribly concerned about where the funds are coming from, I don't think this is going to change a lot of minds. So I would say that most of them are incremental, but it does seem serve as sort of that nagging reminder of how this email mess does seem to have tarnished Hillary Clinton. I think even some of her supporters, regard her less favorably as a result of what's come out here, of the sense that there's some feeling that maybe there was something tawdry surrounding the Clinton Foundation and how it raised money and how people involved with it discharged themselves while Clinton was Secretary of State.
And the news may not be over yet. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has also said WikiLeaks has emails that he thinks will damage her chances in the presidential election. Do you think he has something that could be credibly damaging?
Again, I'm inclined to think that it's probably going to be more in the cumulative and incremental kind of category. Some of the information we've seen come out through WikiLeaks and other leaking entities in recent weeks has caused great deal of consternation within the Democratic Party, but it hasn't yet done any damage, I think, to Hillary Clinton directly. The stuff that I think has been of most interest has frankly been the stuff that's coming out through the legal process under the Freedom of Information Act. We'll see what people may have released to Julian Assange and his group. There has been talk that the FBI showed at least some interest in investigating aspects of the Clinton Foundation and its fundraising, but the Justice Department decided not to go forward with that kind of probe. I suppose if Julian Assange has some information that indicates what facts it was that the FBI wanted to explore further, that could potentially be a problem for Clinton. But again, I wonder who the voters are that are likely to be pushed, you know, sort of one way or another, who might be on the fence between Clinton and Trump. It doesn't seem very likely to me at this point.
Josh, thanks a lot for joining us.
Okay, anytime. Thank you.
That was Josh Gerstein, senior reporter at Politico, joining us to talk about the ongoing issue of Hillary Clinton's emails during her time as Secretary of State.